How are you?
All right, hang on for the ride. I will admit I have started this program. This is the 10th time I've started the show. I don't edit, so I tend just to restart. Why? Because I'm having such a good time. I have so much energy today in my body, and I can't seem to control my mouth. So I'm not going backwards anymore. We're going forward. Because today's it's a cool topic. It's one that I run into with every single client I work with, and I run into it with myself as well. That is essentially the concept that if life is icky, if it's not going the way you want it to go, and you're wondering when it's going to change, you're up in the middle of the night or get up in the morning saying, how long can I do this? The truth is, you're not going to do it forever. The truth is, it's going to change. And why would you wait? Why wouldn't you do it now? We'll talk about that today and try to convince you to think that way, that don't just accept it. My wife does that. She will. It drives me insane. I'm just going to be honest with you. It drives me completely insane because I want to do something and I won't put up with things that are going to get in my way too long. I just go, let's get it over with now, right? And she's like, well, I figure we'll tell in time. We'll know in time what to do. I'm like, no, screw that. I'm not waiting. I want to fix it now. So I don't know where you are with that, but I know personally for me, I do not want to meander and hang around the place that I don't feel good about what I'm doing. So let's talk about that today. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com, purveyor of Scott logic. It's common sense. It's insight. Basically, the world wants to do it that way. I say, that's not working for all those people. Let's do it this way. And most times, 99.8% of the time, it's spot on accurate and will work for you too, including what we talk about today. So I'm glad you're here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Before I get going today, be sure to visit our Facebook group, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Join if you'd like to. We'd love to have you there. And Michael and Lindsay and Kevin and Lori and Zach and that other person. There's a whole bunch of people in there. A lot of folks there. Evidently you have sent me a message and evidently there's this red flag that pops up on my phone with a number on it. And there's a bunch of numbers there. And I just didn't realize I actually had to answer you. So I'm sorry about that. I'll be doing that soon. I'll get back with you, okay? I promise. It's coming out. So are you wearing yourself out? Have you ever heard the phrase, life is a marathon, not a sprint? I bet you have. But it doesn't matter how many times I say things, there's always somebody who's never heard that. Life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. But what happens if you're doing this both at the same time? You're running a marathon, but you're sprinting. How long could you do that? Now, personally, for me, this applies. I like sprints personally because I don't do marathons. In fact, my goal in life is not ever to run an actual 26-mile marathon. At this point, I'm 62 years into not doing it. I think I'm going to make my goal. But what happens if you are running a marathon and you are sprinting at the same time? If you've been alive on this planet for any length of time, you know something. You figured out that the long game is made up of little itty-bitty day-to-day sprints, right? But day-to-day sprints from time to time, it's not continuous. It just happens here or there. Like, the marathon of life is like a big bank balance. It's going to take time to get the big bank balance. I don't know why. We're working on that one. Figure that one out eventually. But small deposits every single day get you there predictably, doesn't it? If you want to lose weight, like I have lost now 29 pounds, and yes, looking mighty spiffy. Small reductions over time. Little itty-bitty sprints. If you want to get a promotion at your job, and you should, make some more money. You have to do well every single day. So little sprints, not running hard all day, every day, but being smart in what you do. So the challenge happens in this. When you have a marathon that you're running, like I mentioned, 26 miles, right? If I had a marathon and everybody else running 26 miles, but I go out there and they say, how far are you running? Well, I don't know. Let's see what works out. That's not going to happen, is it? I'm not going to finish. A lack of a specific goal is going to lead to a daily activity that is not going to get you to your destination. And if that is happening to you, you're going to feel worn out. You're going to feel frustrated. You're going to be wondering when things will turn around. You may be there today. This gets good news because it means you're on the right track to thinking, when is this going to change? So the reality is it does take a certain stamina to reach any goal you go after. You've got to have that. Stamina is there. You've got to stick with things for a long period of time. And society today is going to celebrate your ability to put in hard work no matter what. So if you're willing to run crazy, busy all day long, trust me, there is somebody, multiple somebodies out there who will allow you to do it and encourage you to do it. I will give you plenty to do so I can go to the beach. If you want to do that all day long, I will let you do it. But here's the problem. It's not working for you, is it? And it's not sustainable behavior. Sooner or later, you will decide to change, usually very abruptly. That's it. I'm out of here. Gonna happen. It's a truth that has rung true for as long as I can remember. I started talking about with my coaching clients 15 years ago, when one day I just said, you know, you're going to change when you wear yourself out. And usually what I would hear on the other side of the phone was, I know. So ever since then, I always try to bring that up early because then I can encourage folks to start making those minor changes early on so they don't get to that point. Man, reluctant or fearful or hard-headed, I don't know what it is. People put up with far less than they should, a far less satisfying path for way too long. But you will only do it for so long. Eventually, you will wear yourself out. When you've had enough, even if the timing is not perfect, you will change when you wear yourself out. I think back on the many, many jobs that I quit because that was it. Good jobs. But people said, well, what are you doing? What are you quitting that cool job for? Wasn't working for me. Didn't matter. I could be good at it, could be making money. It didn't incite my soul into happiness. Yeah, it rocked the world for a while. But you will change when you wear yourself out. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. There's somebody right now waiting for you to make that change. When you do someday, they're going to say, what took you so long? You know it. I'm not lying to you. Don't have to. This is truth. So what's the fix? Well, marathons that we call life continue until life doesn't continue. And I think there are three things you can do to make it better. Number one, you can define your destiny with clarity, as they say. Number two, you can match your daily activity with your goals, which is cool. And finally, which would be number three, well, you can accept that if things don't go your way, you're going to change the direction anyway and make it go your way. It's pretty easy to understand this when you really begin to think about it. If you will just pull back and take a breath and think about it for a second, if you look at your world right now and just ask yourself this crazy question, what is going on in my world that I know is going to change eventually? And maybe I don't know what to do. I don't know how to change it, but what would I change if I could? Because you know it's going to happen. And the very minute you begin to do that, you descend way down into a place that's uncomfortable for a lot of people because now you got to figure out what to do. But that's okay because from that place, you can climb yourself out. It's like me handing you a ladder. Come on, let's go. Define your destination for your marathon with clarity. That's hard to do. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard to do. Next, you want to take every single daily activity into the best of your ability, align it with what you want to be doing in your life, in your marathon. And finally, accept that if things don't go your way, you're going to change your direction anyway. Because you know now, as you knew before, at some point you'll change when you wear yourself out. So you may as well skip the bad stuff, right? Hey, make an adjustment. Get to the good stuff right now. There's no need to wait. You can go do it. But Scott, I have so much to do. I have a job. I have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. But one day, it'll change because you've had it. Or even worse, potentially, one day, you'll get sick or somebody will fire or something's going to happen. And it will change without anything that you did. And yet it'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. So I say this, why don't we make you in charge of making the best thing that ever happened to you start today? Think about it a little bit. What can you change today to get exactly what you want in life? In the meantime, I've got a motorcycle to ride. Yeah, fast on the highway with a helmet. See you tomorrow.